You're listening to the Penrith Perception Podcast, where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. We are hosts, Shamila
and Ree, and in today's episode, we will hear from Manasvi and Yashika, the former hosts of the Penrith Perception, who are keen on sharing their experiences on the journey of the Penrith Perception Podcast. Every episode of the Penrith Perception Podcast offers a unique glimpse into the heart of our school, covering everything from the exhilarating athletics carnival to the creative expression found in our visual arts programs. Launched in 2021, this podcast has become a platform for showcasing the diverse experiences and talents within our school community.
With the dedicated support of many students and the guidance of our teacher coordinator, Ms. Gardanis, we've watched the podcast grow into a key part of our school's identity. In this episode, we'll explore the podcast's origins, its evolution, and the exciting goals we have for the future. All right, Manasvi and Yashika, hi.
Hi.
So how does it feel to be on this end of the podcast?
It feels really interesting, and it has been a long journey to get here. Tough first day of the job.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, don't even mention it.
So the people listening don't know this, but we have been trying to get in and actually start recording for like an hour because our room, like all of our equipment and all of our bags and stuff, it got locked in. And
they had to break a window down.
Yeah, it was not a pleasant experience for someone's first day.
But it was an exciting experience.
It was an exciting experience, right?
It's one to remember for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I promise it gets better. You have the best first day on the job story, but it does get better.
So on that note, you guys have been in this role way longer than we have. Could you share some memorable moments or episodes from the podcast over the years?
Yeah, just from the top of our memory, I think one of our favorite episodes, not a very happy moment, I guess, but it was funny to look at it and laugh afterwards.
I wasn't laughing. I'm actually still like devastated about that. But it was the chess episode, right? And me and Yashika, we were filming an episode on like the chess tournament or something with two other people that we were really close with. So the episode was so nice. It was conversational, and it was one of the best episodes we ever did. And then halfway through, we stopped there. No, it was at the very end. We stopped the recording, right?
No, yeah. We finished the episode and then we clicked it to play it back, and like, it was not the right audio for it.
No, the what's it called? The wire that connects the mic to the laptop, it dropped halfway into the thing.
And we
didn't notice, right? So only the first 10 minutes, where it was just like the intro, was actually recorded on the mics, and everything else was really quiet.
We
were both just absolutely devastated, and then we had to re-record it, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, no, and it was like one of our first time on the job by ourselves as well, so we didn't have like our year 11s to help us. So yeah, you know, but you know, you learn and you live with it. But we just had to re-record the episode like the week after. You guys can check that out.
Oh, guys, yeah. I would be horrified.
No,
if I was
but
in that
because
position.
Of that, like it was a learning experience. Because of that, I tell all of the like younger kids that we upscale and stuff, right? We're like, okay, the first thing you need to do once you press play, play it again, make sure it's recording.
All right, so next question for you guys. As somebody who's just joined Sound and has just like started out with her, you know, podcasting journey, how would you guys say that the podcast has evolved since its launch in 2021? And what are some of the key changes you guys noticed over the years?
I think a big thing about the podcast is that we kind of have a tradition going on. Like, you get upskilled at a certain time, you like pass on like the role of a host at some time. And I think like being evolved, it's kind of like having new features in, like having new ideas and then having new guests. And then we also have the Instagram page, which is also pretty new, I would say. Like, we've had it as an idea for so long, but then like, you know. And then we also have, like, new equipment sometimes as well. So, like, when we have, like, the athletics carnival episodes and stuff.
The little mics.
Like, the little mics, yeah, so we can, like, record on the day, on the job.
It does make you feel important, I will say.
No, it made me feel like, you know those, like, YouTube people, the pranksters and stuff, who wear the little mics and go around? It's like, that's what, I felt so special. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there was a whole fiasco with that as well, because being a podcast member is not for the week. So, what are some interesting guests you've had on this podcast?
I think some, like, one that I think our teachers were more excited for was that we had Mr. Long as one of our last episodes last year. He came in from, like, all the way from America, I think. Was it America?
Yeah, California.
From California. Yeah, from California.
We missed some guys.
Yeah, we had, like, a whole episode with him. And I think it was really nice because it's, like, we kind of miss him. He's been gone for, like, a while. He's telling us his life story and stuff. And he was so proud of, like, this, like, team as well because he built, like, all of this.
I will say, he's become like a celebrity.
It was a really nice episode, but I think it was the scariest episode that I've ever done. I was terrified while I was recording it.
He has a lot of aura. Well, how has working on this podcast influenced your personal or academic growth?
You know, there's like this task in like year 11 English. Yeah. No, there's this task in year 11 English for like classwork and an assignment that we have to make a podcast. And like the immediate reaction from like the teachers and stuff is that like, you guys did the Pendant Perception podcast. You guys are like a natural at this. And I'm like, yeah, of course we are. Like we did this for a whole year.
Yeah. Academically, I think when you guys get to year 11 and 12 and you get the podcast assignment, you're going to ace it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
It's in your genes.
Also, I would say that this has helped me like think on the spot in social situations. Cause like, you know, like you spend so much time talking to other people and like making conversations on the spot that it just kind of helps your social skills as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Whatever you say.
No, guys, we're very attentive. Yeah.
Don't jump up and I started to panic. Okay, so as year 11s who are about to head out of their roles in the podcast, what are you guys' hopes for the future of this podcast? And where do you guys see it going in the next few years?
I hope it continues. Like, I think like this team that we've built is like very important because it kind of shows everyone else what's going on in the school as well. It's also just like, it's like a bit of entertainment, you know, just like getting people on, talking with them, and then like sharing your experiences and then other people's experiences around. So I do hope that continues for like the future as well. And I do also hope that like we continue to, I guess, get new ideas.
I wanted to be like, you know, like Duolingo's Instagram page.
Oh my god.
Where it's like really funny, but then because it's really funny and like cutesy and stuff, it draws in a lot of audience. I want it to be like that, or it's like it's entertaining, you know, but like there's also a lot of information stuff behind it.
I definitely agree about the student voice thing. I think that's a huge like goal that we have in Penrith.
By the students, for the students.
100%. So I think that this podcast kind of gives these students a platform to be heard as well.
Guys, petition for a podcast mascot for the students, guys.
Oh, Penny the Penguin.
Penny the Penguin. That is actually a great idea. Maybe he can be our next
Penny
guest.
Penny the podcast
or
penguin.
Should we just steal?
Was it a boy or girl?
Penny.
I reckon it's a girl.
I think it's a girl.
I reckon it's a girl.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite gifts that we've gotten so far. It was so funny. When they came in like with the big mascot. Yeah. I think that was so cute.
That was cute.
So going back to your dream guest on this podcast, if you could interview any person, past or present, even throughout history, for this podcast, who would it be and why?
Like anyone or anyone in our school?
Literally anyone. Like anyone?
You could say Marilyn Monroe if you wanted.
This is such a hard question. I know, this is gonna be like this really long silence.
I feel like is this like for the benefit of the school?
Yes.
for the benefit of the school.
Oh, for the vibes.
You know who I'd do? I would do, I'd get in like a past person. Let me phrase my thing. I'd get in alumni from our school and be like, oh my gosh, how was Penrith afterwards?
No, I think that's also because I would feel like I miss them from like when they used to help us around as well.
Bro, you know, like I miss those like year 12s that like became celebrities amongst the younger grades.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what happened to year 12 culture? That was exciting. Now, I feel like now that we're older, it doesn't hit as much.
It's because we're the celebrities and we don't think we're cool. Like when we're in year 7, I'd be like, oh my gosh, all of the year 12s.
I would be starstruck.
Cool.
And but now like, it's like, oh,
yeah, now I'm
just
like,
normal people.
Now Yashika and I, we're like 18 school days away from year 12.
16.
Oh gosh.
Right? Yeah. It was 16 school days away from year 12. And we're like, there's no way that we're leaving. Like,
yeah.
You know, bringing it back to this podcast is kind of incredible because a lot of us have been part of this journey since junior years. And now it's like getting close to the age of graduating and we're still working on this project. It's like really meaningful.
Yeah. Very, very touching. Heartfelt to think about like the fact that we've been here for like two, 3 years almost.
Yeah, it's been some hard work.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll look back at school and think of all the hours you put towards this project?
Would I?
Oh yeah, definitely. No. When we leave and it'll be like you guys who are doing the podcast, I'm gonna listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Shamila and Rhea.
I used to know them guys.
Yeah, it's really like a full circle moment. Like the experienced podcasters like teaching the brand new podcast host.
Yeah.
It's really like passing the baton around.
Yeah, that's really what I said. It's like a tradition that goes across. Like we were taught by like our mentors, then we teach you and then you guys teach whoever's ahead.
Yeah, we were joking with Miss Cardonis about how this is a really meta episode. Like, I even titled the episode Podcast.
Self-promo.
Yeah, it kind of is self-promo in a very subtle way. So, actually, quick question. What do you think inspired the creation of the podcast? This is a pretty big question, actually.
I think it started, like, a couple years before me and Manasvi even joined it.
Wow. Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
2021.
But I would say, I think it's because like, yeah, and it's also like part of being like, I think that's like when the multimedia team got formed together as well. So it's kind of like showcasing our abilities in other ways. Like we have photography, we have graphics, and then we have sound, which kind of helps with
the multimedia aspect.
And we like kind of advertise to school as well. Like we show other people what we can do.
Yeah. Speaking of how the podcast has evolved over the years, how do you think this podcast has impacted the way students and staff view aspects of like school life?
You know, I remember when I was talking to some people from other schools that like watched our podcast, because you know, other people watch it and then they get inspired from their schools to have one as well. Yeah, they were talking to us about how like our podcast, like just the idea that we had a podcast kind of influenced them to have podcasts as well.
It's gone global.
It's gone global, guys. We were the start of the trend.
We're trendsetters, guys. Listen to our podcast. We're the OGs.
Yeah, no, so I think it's also like the fact that when I'm like walking around the school now, it's like when I used to be the host, you know, back in the old days, the teachers would also, because like Mr. Bates, he would also watch the podcast and then he would like recognize us and he would like talk to us about it as well. I think that was really cute because, you know, you learn so much on the podcast and then like other people like know that you learn it, I guess. They also learn from it and then you guys just talk about it.
And it feels nice to be appreciated once in a while, you know, because our point is to send this message out to the entire school. So when people actually do like take note of it, it makes you feel like, wow, I'm doing a good thing.
Yeah, and also like this fancy equipment and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's an added bonus.
Yeah, that's always a perk.
So if you could add a new segment or a feature to any episode, what would it be and why? Or maybe you had one that you wanted to do but couldn't.
I think I really, really want to make the podcast a bit more interactive with the audience, which is like, I mean, I want to do this because it's like, generally podcasts are just listening to people talk, right? But then if we're going to be representatives for the school and like student voice and stuff, like the whole by the students, for the students thing, I feel like I wanted to take into consideration student voices more. So I feel, but this was, we did try this because we did have like little,
The trivia like things within the guests. So we would ask questions to the guests and then they would.
It was an Instagram thing.
No, we would ask it to the audience, I think. And then they would like, if they guessed it right, and it would be a question from the guests. So the guest would ask the audience a question, and then if they got it right and they texted us from Instagram, then they would get something. But I don't think it was ever, like, effectively put into place.
Yeah, it didn't really hit off because at that time, our Instagram page wasn't really big. And that's what's something that Yashika and I, we're meant to be working on that now. But, like, prelims and, you know, it's just that, like, life and study got in the way and stuff. But that is something, like, afterwards, I do really want to make our Instagram page a bit more, like, fancy.
No, 100%. I agree. I think that's a good idea, actually, to have more audience involvement. Or maybe we could get them to choose our next episode.
Yeah, that was our main thing. Like, that was something that I really wanted to do. Like, you know, the little on Instagram.
Instagram polls.
Oh, yeah, the polls and stuff. I wanted to put, like, the, oh, what do you think our next episode should be? Or who's your dream guest on our podcast?
adding on to that, like, idea of, like, oh, new ideas, how do you guys keep, like, the content, like, fresh and new and exciting for, like, all the new and returning listeners?
I think we just kind of molded our ideas to what was going on in the school. So I think one of my favorite ones to record every single year is Multicultural Day, because there's always new stuff 100%. Going on. Love Multicultural Day, guys. Like, actual one of the best days of the year. But yeah, I think we kind of molded to, like, what the school's doing or what the school has in mind. So in a way, I guess we just work with the functions going around, like prefects and stuff. Because we also, like, do episodes on, like, their life and how they do it. So just what's going on, emotions going around, and yeah, just, like, stuff that's interesting.
Also because our school has, like, something new every other week. And it's so fun and it's so exciting because every week you're like, oh, this is happening and this is happening. And I think it's really lucky because our school specifically, it's, like, we're a selective school, yeah. But we have, like, an equal focus on academics and opportunities as well for growth. And, like, because we have, what, the VA stuff and we have the cheerleading stuff. And it's, like, there's so many things. So, like, there's nothing to run out to talk about, you know?
Yeah, because our podcast kind of works as, like, a behind the scenes, you know? So there's, like, an event going on and then we kind of show everyone else.
Yap about it.
It's journalism.
Yeah.
There's a new event and we start yapping about it. Like, oh my gosh, this happened.
Yeah, speaking of, can you, like, tell us some of, like, the behind the scenes and, like, the thought processes you guys go through when creating each episode?
So I guess we start with the idea, obviously. So just what's going on in the school. And then we have to start thinking about guests. And then I think that's where we kind of have to start talking to other people in the school, because we can't always get people from the same grade, you know? So we talk to the younger grades. We talk to some of the older grades. We see who's the best
teachers
fit.
Teachers as well.
And we just see who's the best fit to talk about this episode.
And then after we do guests, I think that's when, or like when we make the episode, obviously we talk to Miss Gardanis about it. We talk to our scripters about it. It's a whole process. And then it's always like, there's always work behind the scenes. You know, you're always constantly editing, you're scripting, you're doing all of this. And then you have your guests and then you create a final script and then you send it over to the guests. And then on the day when you're just recording, it's just, you know, it's meant to be like fun.
As a past scripter, I will say we had a thing for puns, didn't we?
We did.
We had quite a few episodes with some really cheesy puns.
We should bring that back.
The gardening episode.
That's
one of my past favorites as well. The gardening episode with Miss Ball.
Yeah, it was a great episode. Like, it was mine and yeah, it was our debut episode. It was our very first episode. And there were so many puns and I loved it so much.
Yeah, I remember being like specifically proud of myself for a few of them.
Yeah, guys, now I'm excited.
So the gardening episode was your debut to this podcast. What would you like to say as your official outro out of this role?
Play the theme music now, guys.
Dream guest of my podcast.
Have fun with it, guys.
Yeah. It's a great episode. Like, it's a great opportunity and you probably won't get anything like this ever again, especially in uni and stuff. And it's a great way to meet new people and learn so many like life skills that you probably wouldn't get anywhere else. So just make the most of your time and have fun and learn stuff and then like change it, you know, make it your own thing. Teach the younger grades along the way and just have fun.
Get your own like guests that you want to talk about. That does sound good.
The only thing that's been running through my head this entire podcast is dream guests in my podcast.
Okay, you've been saying that a little bit too much.
Yeah, no. you don't get it. It's so funny.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys for your undying wisdom.
Thanks for having us on again. This was such a blast in the past.
It was so fun.
It was fun. Okay.
Well, that's it for today's episode of the Pen and Perception podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed the inspiring words of your community and culture.
Thank you so, so much to everyone who shared their experiences and words. That about wraps our discussion today. So thank you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the Multimedia Leaders. To support us and be notified when new episodes are released, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at the Penrith Perception for more news and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is mixed and edited by Satchika Chakraborty and Snigdha Nishani. Executive produced by Manasvi Salika, Gashika Saravanan and Dimitis Gardanis. Voiced by Shamila Faisal and Ritinda Jitkanda. Scripted by Studi Biswas and Marlena Hanna. Graphic designed by Mariam, Abby, Ria and Rishita. Music composed by Preetham Telugu.